Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with producer Steve Marks. And you know, Steve, a couple of weeks after New Year's, I think it's time for us to take a look at our New Year's resolutions and where we stand.
Yeah,
and
we talked to Dr. Rich O'Neill about making intelligent New Year's resolutions.
Measurable,
right,
actionable. Right, so we invited Dr. Rich O'Neill to join us again today and tell us how do we stay on the wagon or what happens if we've fallen off?
Well, let's start off with the falling off, because by 2 weeks after New Year's, a lot of us have already fallen off the wagon in terms of our goal, and we have given up. And that's, oddly enough, a great opportunity to get back on the wagon. But let's talk a little bit about the things that actually create that factors in falling off the wagon and giving up on our goal. There are three things that the research shows are really key here. One is if we have negative emotions. When we have some kind of negative emotion, we're emotionally upset, anger, frustration, etc., we're more likely to drink or drug. We're more likely to overeat. We're more likely to be inappropriately aggressive. We're more likely to have risky sex. We're more likely to spend too much. Even if we're tired, we're more likely to lie to other people. So that negative emotional state often translates into giving up on our goal. Okay, and so then the question is, how could we manage the difficult emotions in our lives? And One thing that you can do there is you can keep track of yourself and see, okay, how am I doing with my goal? When are the moments that I'm more likely to do whatever it was, drugs, alcohol, be aggressive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What are the moments at which I do that? Keep track of what we call the environmental factors, things that are happening around me, the who, what, where, when of when you fall off the wagon or when you stay on. When you're successful or when you're not.
Right.
Just the fact of paying attention to ourselves and what we're doing and what's happening around us is very driving towards keeping our goals or learning about how we lost.
So you talked about negative emotions. So you're saying to be able to be aware, self-aware of what is going on at a point in time that we feel these negative emotions,
yes.
Therefore then leading us to fall off the wagon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pain. So we make what's called the fundamental attribution error in psychology. We attribute our difficulty reaching a goal or staying on target with something to character flaws. We say, oh, it's something about my character.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, it's not about my character. It's usually something about what's happening around me or in my emotional state.
Right.
It's the environment inside or the environment outside. So I talked about three factors that are related to falling off the wagon. One is negative emotional states. Two are lapses. If you have a lapse in your goal, you're much more likely to give up your goal entirely. So if you fall off the wagon, you're going to throw in the towel. Right. For instance, people who are dieting, there was a neat experiment done. People who are dieting, if they're asked to, you know, they're given food to eat, and also non-dieters are given food to eat. Dieters will not eat any more than non-dieters if they have a choice. But if they're forced to eat a high-calorie food that isn't on their diet, they will actually, they won't compensate by eating less later. They'll actually eat more.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make a lapse, they're more likely to continue. Same thing with all the other often common goals that people have for changing their behavior.
What's the third factor?
The third is cues, environmental cues, things around us that say to us, so if you're wanting to quit smoking and you see a cigarette commercial or an ad in a magazine or a pack of cigarettes lying around the house because your spouse still smokes, you're more likely to
be tempted,
and you're more likely to do what you don't want to do. So then the question then is, when you have a cue around you, can you get rid of those cues? So like I used to have this thing about eating cheese doodles, and I would eat almost a whole huge bag of them,
right.
and I
orange
have heart
fingers.
Disease. orange fingers and orange tongue and everything. And I have heart disease in my family, and they're terrible for you. They have a huge amount of saturated fat. So I had to get rid of the cues. I had to literally get rid of the bag out of the house, you know, and tell my wife, don't buy them anymore. Don't bring the cue in, right? I changed the environment. Rather than telling myself, Rich, you're a terrible person. What weak-willed character you are. You don't have any will whatsoever. You know, I paid attention to, well, what were the triggers for me? And the cue of the bag in the house was a trigger. And if I got rid of the cue, I wasn't, you know, plus it wasn't there. I couldn't eat it.
Yeah, I think the biggest, maybe the, you know, the one that really struck me, I mean, all three of those make so much sense. The one that struck me is if you do have a lapse.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of times you feel like, oh, well, why bother now? You know?
That's exactly
and
right.
And it becomes an excuse for just not getting back at it. Do you have any tips on how to get yourself back on track?
Anticipate that. So know you're very likely to have a lapse, because we do. And don't make it a big deal. Don't say, I've totally failed. Don't think like that.
Yeah.
Realize, oh, this was just a lapse, right? It's just another opportunity to get back on the wagon and do what I want to do. So learn from that experience rather than take the frustration, because you're going to feel frustrated, and target yourself and say, I'm a jerk, I'm what a dope I am, you know, I can't do this, make all these negative predictions, make yourself feel. Instead, say, oh, look what happened. Let me look at the environment around me. What was the trigger for the lapse? Was it a bad emotion? Was I having a tough time? In which case, I got to develop some strategies to manage my emotions.
Right.
You know, what I want to do, take a walk instead, go, you know, whatever, you know, meditate, whatever is useful for you to calm yourself. Was it a cue in the environment? If I'm lapsed, oh, let me get rid of that cue. So take a look at the situation, develop a new plan to manage that that cue.
They really all tie together so well, yeah.
They do.
That's incredibly important advice, and I think most of us as human beings will lapse, and to expect it and to plan for it and to handle in that way obviously makes the most sense. And once again, you always come with incredibly important and helpful advice. So we're going to be working back on our New Year's resolutions. Thanks again for coming in today.
You're welcome, Linda. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.